My name is Miranda Schubert, and you're listening to the Nonprofit Spotlight on KXCI. This week, the Nonprofit Spotlight shines on Tucson Clean and Beautiful. I'm joined here today by Nicole Casebeer, RainWorks Program Director, and Angel Enriquez-Breaux, Climate, Equity, Workforce, and Education Director. What is your organization's mission?
Tucson Clean and Beautiful's mission is to preserve and improve our environment by conserving natural resources and enhancing the quality of life of Tucsonans and residents of Eastern Pima County. We meet these goals by bringing educational and outreach, as well as climate action and adaptation programming to residential levels in the city of Tucson.
How does Tucson Clean and Beautiful work toward that mission?
We have three main program areas and teams working to support climate resilience in Tucson. We have the land stewardship staff focused on cleanups, waste reduction, zero waste initiatives focused on creating a cleaner, more sustainable community. We have our urban forestry staff supporting Mayor Romero's Tucson Million Tree Initiative through neighborhood tree plantings, providing free trees to heat vulnerable neighborhoods. And our Trees for Tucson program, providing affordable trees for neighbors to plant in their front yards. And we have the RainWorks program focused on building community-driven rain gardens in public spaces and in front yards, also throughout heat-vulnerable neighborhoods in Tucson.
When we're not planting trees and digging basins between October and March, the cool months of our seasons, We are running educational programming in either schools or at summer camps around climate action and adaptation at neighborhood levels, gearing them up for the fall when we have community events and happenings at least three times a weekend. One of the ways that we make these initiatives sustainable is with a big emphasis on education, workforce, and outreach within climate vulnerable neighborhoods. We have educational programming that allows us to stipend young Tucsonans for paid work experience with hands-on learning about rainwater harvesting and urban forestry and how to lead their community in stewardship and climate action, as well as providing entry-level job positions through programs like our Climate Equity Workforce Leadership Program that really looks at getting people in the door of these emerging fields. We are made possible by funding and sponsorship by Pima County, as well as the city of Tucson, as well as other entities. But most importantly, on the ground at the community level, we really do depend on community partners. And the work that we do would not be possible operationally or programmatically without the various different neighborhood level coalitions, associations, and organizations that make this kind of work possible.
Please share highlights from one of your programs that help execute your mission.
RainWorks is the rainwater harvesting arm of Tucson Clean and Beautiful. In the RainWorks program, RAIN stands for rain-activated improvements for neighborhoods. And we build and maintain rain gardens in public spaces and in people's yards with support from Tucson Water and the city's green infrastructure program, Storm to Shade. And that's all work that's done in heat-vulnerable neighborhoods. This program is really cool because it's entirely community-driven. So we're out there listening to neighbors about their concerns and their dreams, and we're looking at problems like flooding or heat or feeling unsafe in certain spaces, and we're turning those problems into opportunities to meet neighborhood goals. So goals like shade or family spaces or a place to walk the dog, and really using creativity and collaboration, close collaboration with residents to transform problems into community assets. And I like to think of it as a just add rainwater recipe. So we see time and time again that when we add rainwater to these hostile, hot, unused spaces, using really simple and affordable rainwater harvesting practices like basins and native plants, we see really significant transformation. So these spaces blossom into thriving, resilient, active community spaces. The technical term for a rain garden is green stormwater infrastructure, but I like to call it green social infrastructure because we're really focused on building human connection and healing relationships with the natural world. So we're building more than projects, we're building community.
That's right, 100%. It really comes down to the social infrastructure. We know that the ironwoods and the mesquites and the various different trees that we're planting in these rainwater harvesting basins adjacent to them are going to be in these communities for a very long time. And so we see it as really important for, you know, the ecological role of these trees as a nurse tree, right? And supporting the youth and the elders in these communities in their growth. Because some of these young kids that see these trees put in around the corner from their school in fifth grade, by the time they graduate, you know, it'll be providing the shade that we talked about in 10 years, right? For potentially a next generation of kids as well. So this relationship component is really important, teaching them the names of the trees, but also the workforce development, teaching them how to care for the trees as members of their community and as a benefit to their community is really important. One of the ways that we're able to really enhance this green storm infrastructure into green social infrastructure is by working around where community uses space. So a lot of that involves working with schools, working with neighborhood groups, working with other climate vulnerable communities as well. And the way this looks is really identifying what their interests are in the place that they live so that we can get them on the track of education and learning that's going to enhance their connection to place and community, as well as their professional skills. The way we do that is really by, you know, starting young with just hands-on experience, project-based learning, you know, getting our hands in the dirt, learning about why it's important to tickle roots, which is a silly expression you should come to a tree planting to learn more about. A kid can teach you that. And that's one of the really beneficial things is this full community care component is when we're teaching these kids this environmental and these job skills, we're also teaching them life skills.
So how can people find out more about Tucson Clean and Beautiful?
The best way to come out and get to know us is to come play in the dirt with us on a beautiful weekend afternoon. So we hope you'll join us.
We're really involved in the community with public events, you know, doing climate action and adaptation between October and March. Every weekend between October and March, you can go check out TucsonCleanAndBeautiful.org or find us on our socials. We're very active on Instagram. Just to see some of the events that we have coming up, like I said earlier, there's usually between 2 to 3 events happening, whether that's digging rainwater harvesting basins or planting trees or cleanups. All of them can be found at TucsonCleanAndBeautiful.org, as well as our social media.
Are there any volunteer opportunities at Tucson Clean and Beautiful?
Yes, absolutely. We are incredibly active between October and March, most weekends on Saturdays and Sundays, but also some weekdays. The best way to find out about how to volunteer and how to get involved is check out our website at TucsonCleanAndBeautiful.org, as well as our social medias. But that's the best way to sign up and register for a myriad of different opportunities in climate action and adaptation around Tucson, whether that's assisting in the RainWorks programming by planting and digging rainwater gardens and harvesting basins, or with the Tucson Million Trees Initiative on Saturday mornings, getting it to plant trees in climate vulnerable neighborhoods. They're all there, as well as buffalo grass pools, trash cleanups, and more. Please just check out the website and our social medias to find out how you can get involved in ways that are meaningful to you.
If you don't want to wait until October, we're always excited to empower folks to lead their own stewardship activities in their own backyards with their neighbors. We have a tool rental program. We can hook you up with all the tools, trash bags, trash pickers, what else? Safety vests, water coolers, whatever you need. We'll give you a pep talk and everything that you need to go out and make a change with your friends and your neighbors in your neighborhood.
This week, the Nonprofit Spotlight featured Tucson Clean and Beautiful. We welcomed Angel Enriquez-Bro, Climate Equity Workforce and Education Director, and Nicole Casebeer, Green Stormwater Infrastructure Program Manager. Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org. Music by L1011.